Hi, it's Three Strikes. I'm Josh Sexton, joined today by Joel Penny, by Mike Kearney and by Jay Kavanagh to discuss three topics. Me stepping in for Amelia Bonner today. So three pressing topics from all over the place, really. I know Amelia likes to throw a rogue random one in at times. So we're going to do that by suggesting some potential rule changes. So not necessarily random in terms of the sort of the subject matter, because we're still looking at the footy. But of course, there are talks of potential rule changes at the moment. So we're going to suggest some of our own, see if we can make it onto the PGMOL panel, albeit we are not qualified because we'd never work for South Yorkshire Police. And then we'll talk about the AFCON final and that Liverpool missing out on signings this window. So we'll start with the AFCON final. Mike, I'm not sure how much you caught of it, because we've just been talking about the NFL on Sunday, and I was at the NBA game in London as well. I basically turned it on just after Senegal had scored, so I kind of missed all the madness, but got to see them cruise home to this like really wholesome moment, which I don't know if that's how it could, you could classify the final as all being framed, but I was happy for Sadio Mane nonetheless.
I was alerted to the fact that there was ructions going on. It was Mine and Your Friends and friends of the show, Lizzie Doyle, messaged in the group saying, mad this. So I thought, I'll have a look, because the NFL...
we'll have a look.
Yeah, we'll have a look. and it was sort of like, the context of it all is mad, isn't it? Like Senegal scored a goal and they feel hard done by, and then they get a penalty given against them at like 10 seconds to go or something like that. And every single player on that Senegal pitch has played for teams where goals have been scored or goals have been ruled out, where it's like it's been questionable. It's sometimes just been outright wrong, like in the case of Mane, and we definitely know anyway. And there's definitely players on all that team who've took knocks on the pitch before, but the fact that it's like a big final for them, you know, they felt robbed. They let the emotions get the better of them, I suppose, a little bit with the last minute pen, which would have been awful. And then I think Mane's the only one who stays on the pitch, isn't he, and is waving everyone back on, saying, look, it's a part of the sport, you've got to sort of take it. And then we have a 12 minute or whatever it was delay where like they'd fucked off completely. And then there's a pen, which is the worst pen I think I've ever seen in my life. I reckon like my littlest cousin at the minute, he's playing for like under sevens teams, I reckon he'd bury one more than that he has tried there. And he's trying to blame, like, I suppose you can blame the getting into the pause and maybe it's mentally got into him and stuff like that, but he's a professional player. It's a penalty. And it's like, just get it on target and it's as hard as you can, and you're pretty much going to win your nation a trophy in its homeland where you've got the game done and dusted.
Do you reckon he's definitely not missed it on purpose then? Because there's some chat about that at the moment, isn't there? Because of like the Senegal players' reaction and a couple of other things in the build-up to it. Apparently Mane is like telling Mendy where it's going to go and stuff like that.
Maybe. I'd hope so in that case. Anyway, it's one of them, isn't it? That's the ultimate sportsmanship thing. If they really believe that it wasn't a penalty, I didn't see the award of the penalty or yet since what it was. So I'm not sure if it was or it wasn't. But it would you just chip it down the middle for Mendy sort of thing?
I think I'd be the shit house and be like, yeah, sure, I'll miss this. Oh, and yeah, just yeah, fucking oh, well, smash it. Top corner.